Charlotte Mecklenburg school board members held a breakfast meeting Wednesday with municipal officials to dispel what they call misunderstandings about their future plans for school construction. Last month, board members passed a rule that would give more priority for new schools to townships that will not operate their own charter schools. Both sides say they want to work together, but they still disagree on some points. WFAE's Gwendolyn Gwynn reports.
The meeting attracted a large crowd of top CMS leaders and municipal, state, and local officials. CMS's message was one of collaboration with municipalities on future school construction needs. School Board Chair Mary McCray says some municipal leaders misinterpreted their plans on prioritizing new school buildings to mean that the board would not approve construction in the townships that were given the green light to operate charters. Those townships include Huntersville, Cornelius, Matthews, and Mint Hill. McCray says the charter issue is just one factor in the rubric they use in determining where to build new schools.
Nobody is going to come off of prioritization. We're just giving a little bit more point spread to those towns who were not part of this because they don't have the capability of levying taxes in order to build a municipal charter. We're just saying to those three towns, well, Charlotte, Pineville, Davidson, if there is a need and the data shows that there's a need, they get the extra points on the prioritization list.
School board member Elise Dashew chairs the new committee of school and municipal representatives that the board authorized so district and municipality officials can work closer together. Dashew says there is a way for the four municipalities approved to operate a charter to get around the extra point issue.
So what we're looking for is an assurance that you're going to hold off for 15 years, and then we will go ahead and look at you as the same in the same light as a municipality that cannot build their own charters. Once we get that, you will receive the same sort of prioritization ranking.
CMS officials say it takes about that long to conceive and construct schools, but some municipal officials say 15 years is too long to wait considering growth in their areas. Most of those approved for a charter school have said they have no concrete plans to operate one, but this week Cornelius and Huntersville officials voted to form commissions to look at the viability of charters and other options to relieve overcrowding. Huntersville Mayor John Anarella says he hopes the committee formed by the board will lessen the tension that has always existed between CMS and the municipalities, but he says he still has misgivings about new schools being built in the townships.
They say, we want you at the table, understand where schools are going to be built, but if you still have this capability of building a municipal charter, we're not going to build a school there anytime soon. So it's contradictory, but we're going to be here sitting at the table and trying to work things out.
Cornelius Commissioner Dennis Bilodeau called the meeting a good start, but says they have a lot of work ahead to come to a consensus on how school construction funding should be spread around.
There's such a huge need in Charlotte. I think they need to be addressed. But by the same token, if we just look at Charlotte, we can be paying taxes for 30 years and probably still not get to all the needs if we keep going in the direction we're going, you know, at the risk of our Cornelius schools being left behind.
No one from Mint Hill attended the meeting. Mayor Ted Biggers says they had prior commitments. He says he will represent the town on the CMS committee and thinks the talks can be productive. McCray says they hope to have a report from the superintendent's office by the end of October on overcrowding and school needs so they can have real data to share with town officials when the committee holds its first meeting. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.